"But is this not fatal?" cried the amazed Middleton. "Are you not bringing the enemy nigher to us, instead of avoiding it?" "Do you scorch so easily? Your grandfather had a tougher skin, but we shall live to see. We shall all live to see." The experience of the trapper was in the right. As the fire gained strength, it began to spread on three sides, dying of itself on the fourth for want of aliment. As it increased and the sullen roaring announced its power, it cleared everything before it, leaving the black and smoking soil far more naked than if the scythe had swept the place. The area in which the fugitives had taken refuge increased as the fire advanced, and by going to the spot where it had been first kindled by the trapper, they avoided the excessive heat. In a very few moments, the flames began to recede in every direction, leaving the party enveloped in a cloud of smoke, but perfectly safe from the torrent of fire that was still furiously rolling onward. The others regarded the simple expedient of the trapper with that species of wonder with which the courtiers of Ferdinand are said to have viewed the manner in which Columbus made his egg to stand on its end, though with a feeling that were filled with gratitude instead of envy.